online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Molly Milam-Chapel.
A police officer who went to help a poisoned Russian double agent and his daughter in Salisbury is said to be talking to doctors in hospital. Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, who were victims of a nerve agent attack, are both in comas. Moscow is denying any involvement. Home Secretary Amber Rudd has told MPs the use of this chemical was an appalling crime.
This was attempted murder in the most cruel and public way. People are right to want to know who to hold to account. But if we are to be rigorous in this investigation, we must avoid speculation.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Waiting time performance at A&E departments in Kent is still looking poor, and nationally it's hit the lowest level since it was introduced 14 years ago. Nationally, only 85% of patients were seen within 4 hours last month. The target is 95. The Four Hospital Trust in our county did make minor improvements, but East Kent was still the worst performing, with 74%, up just 5 on January. 412 people were arrested for terrorism-related offences in Britain in 2017, an increase of 58% on the year before. Attacks in London and Manchester are said to have influenced it, after a large number of arrests were made after the events. We're being warned thousands of children in Kent are at risk of tooth decay because they didn't visit a dentist last year. Lucy's got the details for KMFM.
New figures show more than 150,000 children in Kent didn't have an annual checkup in 2017. That's just under half the county's under-18s. Dentist Alfred Colasvari works at a practice in Gillingham High Street. He says missed appointments aren't good.
It can lead to long-term oral health issues and problems if they are not detected, obviously, in time, in order to be able to take measures and obviously be able to treat the outstanding problems that they have.
It says national stats reveal an increase in the number of youngsters needing to have rotten teeth removed. Tracy Crawford-Usher is head of Wateringbury Primary School. She recently banned all sugary drinks for healthier classrooms.
It might be ignorance on the impact of high sugar. And I don't mean parents are stupid. I think people don't realise the amount of sugar in processed foods and also natural sugars in foods and the impact on teeth.
Julie Clark is a nutritionist based in Whitstable. She agrees diet is part of the problem.
If you're constantly putting in foods that are going to make your mouth acidic and break down the enamel, then you're going to have problems.
The British Dental Association's now calling for improved education projects in schools about the importance of a healthy mouth.
A search is underway for a 12-year-old girl who's missing from her home near Maidstone. Charlotte Bray was last seen in the Lenham area at about 5 yesterday morning. It's thought she might have been wearing a navy jacket with a fur-lined hood, blue jeans and white trainers. We've tweeted her picture via at KMFM News. It's claimed only 1 in 5 business owners across the country are women, despite accounting for more than half of the population. Today is International Women's Day, with events happening across Kent. Jo James is the chief exec of the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce. She wants to promote a positive mindset today.
One thing I have noticed is that, you know, women do tend to lack confidence in their abilities and their worth. And women have so much skills that they can bring to the workplace. And it's a shame that they don't actually recognise this.
Would you be happy for 16-year-olds to vote in general elections? It's an idea that's being backed in part of Kent. Councillors in Maidstone are set to write an open letter to government after a motion to drop the voting age from 18 received what's being described as overwhelming support. Emily Firmer was voted in as a Lib Dem councillor in the town when she was just 23. She's now 25.
I would send the message that the older generation shouldn't be scared of giving young people the vote, and we will have a much more fruitful and rich democracy if we do.
You can let us know what you think by voting in our poll at kentonline.co.uk. And Meghan Markle's reportedly been baptised into the Church of England by the Archbishop of Canterbury in a ceremony kept secret from all but the most senior royals. It's understood to have happened on Tuesday, ahead of her wedding to Prince Harry in May, when Justin Welby will marry them.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Tennis legend Serena Williams makes her tour comeback in the early hours of tomorrow morning after giving birth to her first child last summer. She takes on Kazakhstan's Zarina Diaz in the opening round at Indian Wells. Britain's Heather Watson faces former world number one Victoria Azarenka in her first round match. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.